Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where future presidents of the United States, at least in their own minds, are jumping into that Republican race and jumping in as if the water is fine. Does this simply guarantee that Trump will be the nominee because all of the other folks who are now on the verge of entering the presidential contest are going to split the anti-Trump votes and the Trump segment of the party that certainly represents close to a third, maybe a little bit less, but it's close to a third of the party with all of the primaries that we have, and there are now 17 Republican primaries. There used to be 7, but there are 17 that are winner-take-all, which means that if you have 25% in a divided field, if you have 30% in a divided field, and Trump does, you could win all the delegates from that particular state. So is Trump a sure thing? There's a piece by Jeffrey Lord that appeared in the American Spectator that said Trump is finding that the more he gets attacked, the more strength he has, the more his base rallies to him. They don't care about E. Jean Carroll. They don't care about Alvin Bragg and the indictments for hush money to porn stars. They won't care probably when the indictments come down about his mishandling of classified documents. It may be more complicated when it comes to January 6th. There's one presidential candidate who has spoken out very effectively, I think, and very appropriately about January 6th. We will get to that. But with all of this going on, there's a great deal of attention to Ron DeSantis because he has all but declared his presidential candidacy. This, according to the New York Times. He did it on Thursday afternoon yesterday, telling donors and supporters on a call that only 3 credible candidates were in the race and that only he would be able to win both the Republican Party and the general election. Quote, "You have basically 3 people at this point that are credible in this whole thing," DeSantis told donors on the call organized by the super PAC supporting him, which is called Never Back Down. Biden, Trump, and me. And I think of those 3, 2 have a chance to get elected president. Biden and me. Based on all the data in the swing states, which is not great for the former president and probably insurmountable because people aren't going to change their view of him. Now, what he is saying here, and really needs to be said again, is probably true. Most people have strong feelings about Donald Trump. That's the source of his support. That's the source of the enthusiasm. It doesn't matter. You're not going to talk people out of loving Trump. There are a bunch of Americans, it is not anything close to a majority, who just love Trump. But for those people who don't love Trump, what's he going to do? Is he going to change his spots? Well, not particularly. Is he going to handle something differently? Is he going to take away all of those strange things that he said in the town hall in New Hampshire with Caitlin Collins? Remember that? Where he talked about January 6th being a beautiful day and about wanting to pardon the people who had been arrested and pleaded guilty or convicted of serious crimes? In any event, what DeSantis said is he said they aren't going to change their view of him. This means that it's tough to talk people out of loving Trump. And it's also tough when you look at the Republican Party, the highest percentage of people who say they are planning to vote for Trump. There are some polls that show 70% of Republicans, which gives him a huge lead in the Republican side. But one of the points, and I was making this on another radio show that I was on this morning, is that, look, if Trump gets 70% of the Republican vote, he loses. Big time. Because what percentage of the independent vote do you think he's winning? What percentage of the Democratic vote do you think he's winning? One of the amazing things about George W. Bush is he always got a certain percentage of Democratic votes. When President Trump won the election, there were a bunch of people who had voted for Obama two times, and now they turned around and voted for Trump. But Trump's support among Democrats and independents and anything other than the Republicans is kind of invisible right now. And the notion that, wow, he can get 70% of the Republicans to vote for him, successful candidates like Barack Obama, twice. Barack Obama had 90%, he had huge percentages of the Democratic Party that voted for him that allowed to win his two relatively narrow victories. And that, by the way, was the secret for Joe Biden as well. And if you have only 70% of your party that is willing to vote for you, so really the idea that Trump basically has made an impression on people and they either love him or they don't, and the people who don't love Trump are also pretty convicted in terms of where you are coming from. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The call that I'm talking about, to which a New York Times reporter was invited to listen in, that came as Governor DeSantis is expected officially to enter the presidential race next week. That, according to three people familiar with his intentions. Mr. DeSantis is expected to file paperwork declaring his candidacy with the Federal Election Commission ahead of a major fundraising meeting with donors in Miami that's coming on May 25th that's meant to act as a show of his financial force. He must formally enter the race before he can solicit donations for his presidential campaign. There's another candidate who is just about jumping in, Senator Tim Scott. The shadow presidential campaign that he has already launched is investing in a $5.5 million ad buy that will air statewide on broadcast TV, cable, satellite, and radio in Iowa and in New Hampshire. And that is clearly the strategy for Tim Scott. Tim Scott is expected to do well among evangelical voters who are very plentiful in the state of Iowa, not so much in the state of New Hampshire. And the idea is that if Tim Scott can finish first, second, or third in Iowa, then he would be very well set up to compete in New Hampshire. The ads will begin early next week. That's right away. And they're going to be running straight through the first GOP presidential debate, which is scheduled for August. Remember, that's the debate that President Trump said he's not going to participate in. Scott's boosters aim to spend another seven figures on digital ads nationwide, with a focus on the two states that lead the Republican presidential nominating calendar. That, of course, is Iowa and New Hampshire. And then there's more on Nikki Haley. She made two courageous and important statements that I think could actually help her in this race and makes it very clear. One of the things she said was she talked about the January 6th riots, and she made very clear, both with a hidden message and a very direct message, no, she's not running for vice president. What do I mean? A lot of people have said, oh, Nikki Haley, she'd be a great person for Trump to choose as his vice presidential running mate. After her statements in the last 48 hours, there's no chance Trump will pick her. And by the way, who would he pick? I try to figure that out. I'm thinking, well, we'll talk about it. 1-800-955-1776 on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better. MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, more good news for Tim Scott and his burgeoning presidential campaign. Not only is he running ads going to be nationwide, but particularly heavily in communities in Iowa and in New Hampshire, where Tim Scott is hoping to be seriously competitive. Again, if Tim Scott finishes first, second, or third, particularly if he finishes first or second in Iowa, He is very well set up for competing in New Hampshire. That is, unless Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, jumps into the race himself. It is a complicated race, but today Senator Mike Rounds, who is a Republican senator from South Dakota, and together with another very respected U.S. senator from South Dakota, John Thune, who is the number two guy in the U.S. Senate right after Mitch McConnell. Mike Rounds just endorsed Tim Scott for president, which is a showy, and it is interesting. According to people who work in the Senate, if the senators were asked to choose a candidate for president, it would be overwhelming for Tim Scott. They like the guy. They work with him. He has the ability to work with people, to bring together building bridges. And by the way, it's not just Republican senators who like Tim Scott. You may remember he did terrific work on police reform and put together a wonderful Republican conservative approach to pro-law enforcement on police reform. But he was credible on that as the only black Republican senator. And it is fascinating to me that when you hear about the secret right now preferences of a lot of people in the Senate, those are preferences for Tim Scott. There are other people who have great affection for his fellow South Carolinian. And she just took herself out of the race. Nikki Haley. What do I mean? No, not the race for president. She's in the race for president, and she's in it to win it. She even said so. But she's in the race for president. She does not want to be vice president. How do I know? Because she spoke candidly and honestly and fearlessly about January 6th. And how ridiculous it was for Donald J. Trump to say on his town meeting from New Hampshire that January 6th was a beautiful day. What do you think? Honest to God, think about it. Think about anyone you know. Think about your acquaintances, people that you may have never spoken politics about. How many Americans do you really think that January 6th was a beautiful day when 140 police officers went to the hospital and the Capitol was trashed and they were waving Confederate flags and the QAnon shaman was with his horned helmet was sitting there? That was a beautiful day, really? They pooped on the grounds of the Capitol building. I mean, open defecation. They were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence." By what standard was that a beautiful day? This is Nikki Haley and speaking out in a way that other candidates have not had quite the guts to speak out quite as clearly about. Other candidates other than Chris Christie, who may not or may, yes, be a candidate. But here was Nikki Haley talking about the realities of January 6th. Clip 22.
Any person related to January 6th should be tried fairly. If they broke the law, they should pay the price. I don't know enough about each individual, but that's my rule. If you break the law, you pay the price. And so I think that's the way we need to look at it.
Okay, and she also said earlier in her comments about that, she said it was a terrible day, she used that phrase, it was not a beautiful day, she's directly disagreeing with Trump. Now, do you think Trump is going to pick a running mate who directly disagrees with him and on this? And she's talking about if you broke the law, you have to pay the price. Trump's talking about pardoning most of these people. He didn't say he would pardon all of them. But he did say he would pardon most of them. He wanted to have a substantial number who get pardoned. That is not Nikki Haley's position. And they say in NBC News reports, though Haley has decried the insurrection before, this was one of the first times she had done so on the campaign trail. The message contrasted sharply with Trump, who said last week that he'd pardon some of the insurrectionists if he won the presidency again. and described January 6th as a beautiful day. Now, what this indicates is that a lot of people said, wouldn't it be terrific, Nikki Haley? It's widely assumed that because Kamala Harris is going to continue as the running mate for Biden, that the Republicans need to counter with a female running mate of our own. And am I sure that that's true? No, but it, probably given the fact that suburban women are going to be a key electoral battleground, a credible female candidate, and certainly Nikki Haley would be one, would be useful. But she made it also very clear that she doesn't want the vice presidency. She made it particularly clear by speaking out about January 6th. Because, honest to goodness, how does she come back on this with now disagreeing with Trump unless Trump changes his position, which is very unlikely? And here is Nikki Haley speaking with spirit and insight, it seems to me, about that assumption that female presidential candidates are really running for vice president. She doesn't accept that for a moment. This is clip 12.
It seems to me female candidates often get asked, or it is said of them, oh, she's really running for vice president. What do you think when you hear that?
I don't play for second. I've never played for second. I'm doing this to win it. I'm doing this to go and save our country. I'm doing this because I don't trust anyone else to fix it. And, you know, if you look at every job I've ever had, my goal is to prove to the American people that they deserve better. And I'm going to earn their support in the process. Those that want to, you know, dismiss it or call it something else, I have been underestimated in everything I've ever done.
Because of your gender and your opinion?
Just by nature. I don't know what the reason is, and I don't worry about what the reason is. But being underestimated has been a blessing for me because it makes me scrappy. It makes me work hard. And so I don't care why people dismiss me. I enjoy the moment when I can prove them wrong.
Okay, and she's proving them wrong, especially by speaking out clearly about January 6th. So what about Trump's running mate? I know that people have talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene. There's no chance of that. That, of course, would be extremely damaging to Trump's campaign and would mean that even that 70% of Republicans that he's hoping to get would be less than that who would go for a Trump-Marjorie Taylor Greene ticket. What about Carrie Lake? No! She lost her race in Arizona. And she's an embarrassing electoral denier. So is there a conservative woman who is on Trump's side of things who he could pick? I think there is. I'll tell you who it is.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Talks on raising the nation's debt ceiling are paused after negotiators walked out of a meeting Friday. House Majority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, saying spending has to go down.
Yesterday I really felt we were at the location where I could see the path. The White House is just, look, we can't be spending more money next year. We have to spend less than we spent the year before. Pretty easy.
Senator Tim Scott is jumping into the 2024 race for president. An official announcement is expected to happen Monday in South Carolina. Elon Musk continuing to raise eyebrows from an interview that he did on CNBC where he says working from home is morally wrong. The Tesla founder and Twitter owner said in the interview that employees are more productive in person. Round two of golf's second major, the PGA Championship, is continuing in upstate New York today. This is USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, talking for just a moment about Trump's potential running mate. Does anybody think he's going to pick Mike Pence again? We'll get to Mike Pence in a moment. Mike Pence is about to jump into the race. He had an interesting conversation on air with Larry Kudlow over at Fox Business, but we will get to that in a moment. No, of course, President Trump would not pick Mike Pence. He would not pick Chris Christie, who's been very critical of him. He can't pick Ron DeSantis. And yeah, I've mentioned this before, but you got to remember it because it's really, really important. Under the Constitution, it's in the 12th Amendment, and this is just not a matter of eccentric opinion. It's a matter of the facts. If President Trump ran for president with his running mate being Ron DeSantis, they're both from Florida. That means they could not be awarded, either of them, either as a candidate for vice president or a candidate for president, they could not win the Florida electoral votes, which is 30 electoral votes. And of course he's not going to give that up, and I don't think he likes DeSantis that much, to say the least. I mean, again, he's run ads about the way that DeSantis allegedly eats pudding. It's been very personal already. And of course it's going to get worse. He's not going to pick Ron DeSantis. That cannot happen. He will probably look to pick a female. Ricky Lake lost the governor's race in Arizona by 18,000 votes. And she has had the same problem with election denial that Trump himself has had. It is not a popular position to look back and say, no, I really won this election. And given the fact that this is the only election that Ricky Lake has ever participated in, that the only Did I say Ricky Lake? No, it's yes, Carrie Lake. I know they look very different, Ricky Lake and Carrie Lake. In any event, Carrie Lake, the only race she's ever run is the Republican primary election, which was close in Arizona for governor, and then she lost the race for governor. She's not going to be the running mate for President Trump. So who will? Who would? Who could he pick? By the way, if you have an idea on that, you can give us a call. I'd love to hear it. 1-800-955-1776. I think the most likely choice for President Trump is Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota. She's been a U.S. congressman. She's had experience in Washington. She obviously is on Trump's good side. You may remember one of the best events he did in his entire presidency. It was a really classy event. Was a 4th of July when he came out to Mount Rushmore and spoke about American patriotism. And he did that together with Governor Noem. She is very conservative. She is great on TV. She is somebody who can deliver a very effective speech, and she seems to be a very loyal supporter of President Trump. She certainly is on his good side. He likes her. She likes him. It's a not a marriage, but it's a partnership made in GOP heaven, and I think that's the direction he is most likely to turn. She's also colorful and feisty. I believe it's a total of 27 speeding tickets. Now, of course, it's South Dakota. South Dakota is kind of an empty state, and there are a lot of open highways. She doesn't have any DUIs or anything like that. But, yeah, she has a lead foot, and apparently since she's been governor, she has a car service, so she doesn't do that much driving by herself. The other possibility would be another Republican governor. And, for instance, people mentioned the name of Kim Reynolds, who is the governor of Iowa. But she is less attention-getting, less well-known, and probably less interesting to President Trump. So my guess would be, and by the way, would it make sense, given the fact that Kamala is such a burden for the other side, and I think she is a problem for Joe Biden. And why? Because Joe Biden is going to be 82 years old when he's running for president of the United States for a second term. 82 years old. Oldest ever. And the idea that the Republicans should focus on Kamala and the possibility that if you vote for her, she's even less popular than Biden. She polls worse than Biden. I do think that it would be very difficult for Biden to replace her, but if he had any way of doing it, obviously he should. Kamala Harris does not inspire confidence in any way. And you'll notice that the only times that you hear from her, it's when she's saying something really foolish. There's also a prior vice president named Pence, and appearing on Fox Business with Larry Kudlow, Mike Pence was pressed on when he will announce his presidential run. Listen to this interchange. It's clip two.
Mike Pence, when are you going to throw your hat in the ring officially? You going to do it next week, the week after? Come on. When are you going to do it? I know you're going to do it. The question is when.
we had a great visit in New Hampshire this week. I'll be back in Iowa next week. We're continuing to talk to people around the country and getting a lot of encouragement around the country, Larry. But look, I think this country's in a lot of trouble. I think all of us that have the ability to make a difference have a responsibility to reflect on what role we might play. But I promise to keep you posted. I promise
come
to be
on
back
now.
On Kudlow.
You and
I have anything
you,
to announce.
You and I have known each other 25 years. We worked together in the White House. You're a great vice president. You're great. When are you going to throw your hat into the ring? Everybody knows you're going to do it. You got a good economic platform. Here you are taking shots at DeSantis. You're taking shots at Trump. You're distinguishing yourself from these others. When are you going to throw your hat in the ring? If you don't tell me, I'm going to call Karen Pence and get the real scoop. But I want to give you a shot at it right here. When are you going to throw the hat into the ring officially?
You know, honestly, Larry, I think anybody who's serious about entering the race for the Republican nomination for president would have to be in by the end of June.
Okay, by the end of June. Again, handled cheerfully and maybe effectively. The one thing that Mike Pence is going to have to do, if he's going to be a credible candidate at all, is actually be able to lay out where he would be different from President Trump. And it's not just in personality, it's not just he used to bill himself when he was doing talk radio years and years ago before he went into politics. When he was doing a talk radio show, he was billed as the Rush Limbaugh on decaf. And it's not enough for him to say, I'm Donald Trump on decaf. In other words, if he is going to win votes away from Trump, he would have to explain to people, this is why I would be a more effective president. This is why I would represent conservative values more effectively than President Trump. And one of those issues where he could be very different from Trump, and I think do well, has to do with foreign policy and American defense policy, and particularly for support for Ukraine. Yes, I think Mike Pence cares about whether it's Russia or Ukraine who wins that war. I think most Americans care, and certainly should. And what about another candidate for president who may be really running for vice president? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show, they are reporting over at Hotline. There's a piece by Zach Weiss who says next week is set to be a big one in the presidential race. Senator Tim Scott and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are both expected to enter the race on Monday and Wednesday, respectively. Both candidates seem to grow money on trees. Do you remember that Chris Christie story about how his mother explained to him that they didn't grow money on trees? Well, okay. This is two candidates who are very, very well heeled in terms of winning support from donors. Both candidates, Ron DeSantis and Tim Scott, seem to grow money on trees. They write in a Hotline, they raised huge amounts during their reelection campaigns last year. While the Florida governor wants the GOP primary to be a two-horse race, he reportedly tried to paint it that way during a call with donors yesterday. Tim Scott has the money to prevent this from happening. What's more, a trio of GOP mega donors who initially planned to back DeSantis all say they are thinking about pumping their money elsewhere. If Tim Scott can get his hands on some of this cash and leverage his Senate connections to further build momentum, DeSantis may be looking over his shoulder rather than at former President Trump. I think that's fascinating, and it's also fascinating to figure out what motivates people who are in this race right now, but honestly don't seem to have much of a chance. Tim Scott, as we were talking about, if he finishes in the top three in Iowa and then comes over to New Hampshire and finishes in, say, the top two in New Hampshire, and he could set himself up to actually be the most serious competitor against President Trump. And I can imagine that some of the non-Trump party enthusiasm could coalesce around Tim Scott. What I'm thinking of is an old friend, Larry Elder, who has announced his candidacy for president, hasn't gotten a lot of attention since making that announcement. Larry was a great candidate for governor. He's a great guy. But is that really attempting to put himself on the line to be vice president? Is that what he's doing here? I'm not sure. I don't see what a path to the nomination would be for Larry Elder. By the way, one of the obstacles for Tim Scott, and it's one of those things that all of the political professionals are talking about, it is Tim Scott is from South Carolina, and assuming that he would be running in South Carolina at the same time that Nikki Haley is running in South Carolina, that would be a very real problem because they're both local. And Trump is going to get some votes in South Carolina, no doubt about it. In fact, he would have to be, he won the primary last time in South Carolina. And for either the U.S. Senator from South Carolina or from the former governor from South Carolina to be on the ballot and not to win the primary in their home state would be a real problem. And it's one of those reasons that if Tim Scott or Nikki Haley is going to make this a serious run for office, they have to figure something out. And again, they can't figure out that they can both be on the ticket. You could have Nikki for president and Tim Scott for vice president, or maybe vice versa. They can't do it because of the 12th Amendment, which is right there in black and white in the Constitution. You give up the state, the electoral votes of that state, because you can't be awarded those electoral votes if you have two candidates for president and vice president from the same state. Cannot happen. And I don't think that with elections being as close as they have been recently, just a few electoral votes separating the winner and the loser, that people are willing or ready to give up any state, particularly a big state like Florida. Speaking of giving up, presidents in Japan at the G7 meetings, he had assigned Congressman Graves to help with negotiations on this debt ceiling crisis. And all of a sudden, the negotiations, they've walked away from them. It looked hopeful. It looked like they were going to get this done and do the right thing. But here is Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, talking about pausing the negotiations after they've hit a snag. This is the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, clip 9.
Well, we've got to get movement by the White House. We don't have any movement, so...
The tone seemed really optimistic yesterday. Is it the easy stuff done and the hard stuff left?
I really felt we were at the location where I could see the path. The White House is just, look, we can't be spending more money next year. We have to spend less than we spent the year before. It's pretty easy.
Okay, again, McCarthy talking about spending. But there's also this debate going on about work requirements, about receiving food stamps and other welfare payments, making sure that the spirit of the welfare reform of 1996, which was done under Clinton with the Newt Gingrich on the congressional side of that, one of the big ideas there was to establish work requirements so people didn't just get money for doing nothing, that they got money if they could show that they were looking for a job or working at a job. In any event, Eugene Robinson, who's associate editor at the Washington Post, he had a different view about what was motivating the GOP in terms of some of this welfare reform and attempts to cut spending. This is clip 14.
Yeah, the shock that spending is going on here in Washington, it's, you know, after spending like drunken sailors. We should not be surprised, but we should remind everybody that the cruelty here, the cruelty is not a bug, it's a feature. It's the whole point right now of what the Republicans are demanding is the cruelty. It's not saving money. It's being performatively cruel to people that they can demonize, and that's what they've always done. That's what they're doing now. Kevin McCarthy could need 20, 30, 40 Democratic votes to get this through the House. It's unclear to me that we are as close as they say we are to getting this done, because Hakeem Jeffries is then going to have to sell these cruel and unnecessary cuts to his caucus, or to enough members of his caucus to actually pass this thing.
Okay, the trouble here is that just a couple of days ago, you had the President of the United States and the Speaker of the House agreeing that the one thing we have to agree to is no default. We have to get the debt ceiling raised. And the idea that this is falling apart again, and we are looking at a very real catastrophe and pushing the United States into a terrible recession, I think that what really is most depressing about that is that if things go wrong, I know that there are some Republicans who think, well, if things go wrong, we'll blame Biden. And, of course, the Democrats believe that, oh, okay, if things go wrong, we know it's the Republicans at fault. I think there would be so much anger and so much disillusionment with both sides. The only political voices that could come out after this thing would be people who weren't involved in the process of trying to negotiate it. And it shouldn't be that hard to negotiate it, because it's so obvious that what is needed. As for this 14th Amendment idea, that there are now apparently 10 progressive Democratic senators who are endorsing. Well, of course they're endorsing, because they don't care about the Constitution. But again, you have to care about legalities. And the idea that just saying that the Fourth Amendment says you have to honor your debts, that doesn't require you to vote to free the money or to send out the checks. And it's that basic for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality, with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.